is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And, of course, your co-host, the lovely and talented, she's fixing her microphone, she's ready to go, Elisa Profumo. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Hi. How do I look?
You look awesome. You look muscular. You look great.
And you? What was that? That was from The Help.
The Help. You are pretty.
You are
smart.
And you are important. Yeah, that's me. I am. But I have my London shirt
you
on.
You do have your London t-shirt on. Is that in honor of the Olympics?
Yes, I am supporting the Olympics. I think it's fantastic. This is physical culture at its finest.
This is exciting. I guess the opening ceremony's tonight at 7:30.
Yeah, and it's always huge. I mean, it's an amazing extravaganza.
I'm looking forward to watching that. I think I might tape it and flip through the commercials.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, actually.
But
don't do that to this podcast. I got all choked up on that one.
So, speaking of the Olympics, I wanted to talk about a couple things in regard to the Olympics.
Okay.
First, there are some weightlifters out of the UK.
Right.
They did a BBC documentary about their training. The documentary was called Girl Power Going for the Gold.
Right.
And after that aired, the three girls, the trio, Zoe Smith, who is 18, and by the way, she used to be a gymnast,
right,
an Olympic gymnast.
Right.
She turned weightlifting when she got older. Hannah Powell and Helen Jewell, those are the trio that
they featured. The documentary, right?
Right. Well, after that, there was some backlash. People were saying that they were too muscular. And there was one guy in particular that said some really nasty things about their physiques.
But they did look like men. They did this on a forum, which is anybody who's never been on a forum before, there's an old term called a keyboard cowboy. And this is generally somebody who hides behind the anonymity of the internet and their screen name and insults and assaults people continuously. There's even a term called trolling. People will post comments looking for someone to get into a fight with them. Well, this is exactly what was happening to these two girls, this one girl.
Uh-huh.
This one guy was just shooting insults back to her. So you told me about it, and I went to the BBC article. And there's a picture of her there.
Right.
And she's a cute little thing.
She's very cute. And she's little. I mean, she was a gymnast.
And she still looks like a gymnast to me. She uh-huh. doesn't look like a weightlifter per se. She definitely doesn't look like, I mean, look, poor Sarah Robles is getting a hard time because she's like 300 pounds. How that girl probably is what, 140 pounds? 100, maybe?
Yeah.
130 pounds?
Here is one of her comments. She said, "Shall we stop weightlifting, amend our diet in order to completely get rid of our manly muscles and become housewives in the sheer hope that one day you will look more favorably upon us and we might actually have a shot with you?"
And I say no. I say that dude is jealous because you can press more than he can. He's really the woman in that relationship, not you. I mean, this is exactly what's wrong with this country. Women are pushed into a corner where if a woman has any degree of musculature at all, she's got to be a dyke, a lesbian, she's manly. This is nonsense.
It is nonsense.
I mean, you know what? I'll tell you right now, real men love women with muscle.
Well, I have a friend that said one time that Madonna was too muscular and that she had too much muscle. And I just don't understand that thinking.
Yeah, well, there are people out there who are intimidated by muscle. They're afraid of muscle. There's clearly muscle is your personal strength quotient. And people don't like strong people, let's face it.
Well, here in this article it says, women's weightlifting was introduced at the 2000 Olympics in Sydney and has enjoyed a gradual growth in popularity. Many of the women's sessions in London have been sold out for months. Good for them.
Yeah, I'm happy for them. And we need to embrace that sort of stuff, not condemn it.
Okay, so there's one more story that caught my eye that I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
This is an Aussie swimmer. Her name is Liesl Jones.
Okay.
And evidently, she's won several medals in past Olympics. And there was a picture of her that the picture I'm looking at, she is a little bit heavy, but the Melbourne-based Herald Sun suggested that the four-time Australian Olympic swimmer doesn't quite fill out her swimsuit as well as she did in prior games. And they're saying that her figure is in stark contrast to that of her figure in 2008.
So what, she put on weight?
Yes.
So she's filling out her swimsuit more then. They're incorrect with their analogy, first of all. She's filling out her swimsuit more. She's got a little body fat on her, right? How's she doing with the extra body fat?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to see when she swims.
I have to believe that
she made the team, obviously.
There you go. I have to believe body fat may actually give her an advantage, because remember, fat floats, folks. Fat is buoyant. It adds buoyancy. So depending on what she's doing in that water, that fat could actually give her an advantage. I mean, assuming it's not so much fat that she's dragging a lot of extra weight.
Well, she's gotten a lot of support from, there's been a lot of outrage about this, and she's gotten a lot of support. But she owns 3 gold medals, 4 silvers, and a bronze.
Yeah, leave her alone. Come on. Are you joking? This is a perfect example of the armchair, you know, quarterback. You know, the guy and the gal who do nothing and can do nothing, telling the people who are doing these things that they're doing it wrong. It's a perfect example. It's like people who comment about me on the show. I mean, I have people that rip me up sometimes on some of the forums when I go there, and I'm thinking, these people aren't doing anything at all to change the discussion. All they're doing is taking shots at me, and they do it to anybody who puts themselves on the line.
What's negative about you?
Oh.
It's all positive.
Oh, it's not.
No, I'm being serious, though. Why would someone, you're just trying to help people.
Well, a lot of people don't think so. There's a faction of people out there who just think that that's not the case at all.
Really?
Yeah. You just have to hunt through some of the forum posts about me, and you'll see. Mm-hmm. But I don't let it affect me. Anyway, I got a couple things I want to talk about before we go into the break. But
okay.
Do you have something else you want to talk about
ahead.
The Olympics?
Go
okay.
Ahead.
First of all, I was talking yesterday to Pam Colleen about something, and I was sharing some thoughts with her. And she says, you know, you really ought to write that down, make it kind of like a manifesto. And I think she was right about that. I've said on this show numerous times that what's going on right now is another form of Darwinianism. There's evolutionary selection pressure taking place right now that is so different than anything that our species has ever been exposed to in the past. When you look at evolutionary selection pressure, you look at the changes in nature, and these could be cataclysmic events, like volcanoes that blacken out half the hemisphere, or ice ages that kill everything and so on. And these events cause a thinning of the herd, and only the strong survive. We've all heard that term, right? Only the,
right.
And
yes.
This is true. The strong survive. The strong evolve their strengths to
mm-hmm.
survive.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, there's a new type of evolutionary selection pressure taking place here. And the mantra has to change from only the strong survive to only the intelligent survive. Because the new selection pressure is not because of natural disasters.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because of things that are happening in the mechanics of nature and our environment. It's because of profit, and it's because of deception, that people are given misinformation. Now here's the logic behind this. We have people today that and according to the CDC, 50% of the population will be obese by 2030, and I think they're going to beat that by a lot of years. But okay, obese people raise obese children. Obese children develop age-related diseases when they're 9, 10, 11, and 12.
Mm-hmm.
When you develop diseases like diabetes, and other neurological disorders and so on, the body is very smart. When a species becomes, when an animal becomes sick, its libido drops. If it's a male, its production of sperm drops. If it's a female, she can become amenorrheic. She stops having periods. She stops ovulating. Because nature provides a safety mechanism that a species will stop procreating if it, if offspring is not a good thing for the planet, so to speak, okay, for the environment. So what happens is these young children that we see today that are developing colon cancer at 10 years old because their parents feed them processed meats all day long and junk food. And these children that are developing lipid issues because of the high omega-6 fatty acids that they're eating and the high carbohydrate content that's then leading to insulin resistance and all these other diseases at 9, 10, and 11, 12 are going to feed the already apparent, what's the word I'm looking for when somebody is, can't get pregnant. I can't grab the word right now. The infertility. They're going to feed the whole infertility march that's going on here. When you really think about it, infertility is on the rise. There's a reason for that because nature is perfect. Nature says this is a sick species. We need to thin the herd.
But then you have doctors who are, messing with that and
but they're not always successful. A lot of people that go to infertility clinics spend tens of thousands of dollars and then end up adopting. Okay, but so what's going to happen is these children that are raised in these households where the wrong information is being promoted that corn is good and grain is good and follow the government's edicts on how to eat and don't be and you know, even dietitians who are treating people with diabetes not being honest about avoid carbohydrates and these children will not have children because they will become infertile or they will worse, they will die before the age of giving birth. So what's going to happen is 150, 200 years from now, there's going to be entire lineages completely erased from the genetic material that we're passing on right now. But it's not going to be because they were weak so they didn't survive, because only the strong survive. It's going to be because of their choice of information, the level of intelligence, the level of ability to see through the lies and make the right choices. So the new mantra is only the intelligent will survive.
But is it really intelligent or is it uneducated because they don't have the information?
No, it's intelligence because it comes to instinct. There are a lot of people out there that don't necessarily have a college education. They may only have a high school education, but they can see through the lies. They still have critical thinking skills. They can still go, this doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. See, has nothing to do with education. It has to do with the ability to think critically about something and look at something that's true and look at some information that's being given to you by some authority and saying that authority is incorrect because I know that this is true and that's contrary to what they're saying.
Well, we both know it doesn't have anything to do with book smarts because there are plenty of people who are book smart that don't follow.
That have diseases.
Yes, yes.
I mean, so really, the new mantra, the new Darwinianism is not only the strong survive, it's going to be only the intelligent will survive. And when we come out of the other end of this, there's going to be a purification process that's going to take place because only there's even politicians that are creating the rhetoric that is killing people, that their lineages will be erased from this planet because they're drinking their own Kool-Aid. So we just have to survive long enough for all of them to erase themselves. And that's what's going to happen, I predict. So anyway, okay. I went a little long on that. I apologize.
That's okay. You started the show out with a rant.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it really wasn't a rant. It was more of a stream of consciousness. I've been thinking a lot about this, about what's going on and trying to look further out than just our life, our lifespan and what this means. So
okay.
All right, we're going to take a break.
When we come back from the break, I wanted to talk about the world's first GM babies born, talking about infertility.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this is going to be interesting. Okay, you're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We will be right back. Mars.
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4-Max. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4-Max banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success. And it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today. And your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com. And download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Build muscle. Burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. I got to tell you, I'm shocked about this next story.
You look like you're shocked.
I'm shocked. Okay. Because after that whole dissertation that I did about how like entire lineages are being threatened,
and we hadn't even talked about this article.
This is scary.
This is an article that Dr. Tenpenny posted, and it's from the Mail Online,
which is a UK newspaper, right?
Yes, yeah. It's the world. The title is "World's First GM Babies Born." The world's first genetically modified humans have been created. The disclosure that 30 healthy babies were born after a series of experiments in the U.S. So far, 2 of the babies have been tested and have been found to contain genes from 3 parents, 2 women and 1 man. So they're going to have
2 moms and 1 father.
2 moms and 1 father.
Genetically.
15 of the children were born in the past 3 years as a result of one experimental program. The babies were born to women who had problems conceiving. Extra genes from a female donor were inserted into the eggs before they were fertilized in an attempt to enable them to conceive. Genetic fingerprint tests on 2 1-year-old children confirm they have inherited DNA from 3 parents.
Oh my God.
The fact that the children have inherited the extra genes and incorporated them into their germline means that they will, in turn, be able to pass them off to their own offspring.
This is tampering with nature
on the like on the most dangerous level.
No, really. Further in this article, it says that no other country is doing this, and none of the scientists from any of the other countries agree with this. Only in the U.S. it's being done.
In the U.S. it's being done. You know what? This could lead to mutations. I mean, I think of X-Men when I think of this. The movie X-Men. This could lead to mutations that we have never dreamed of in the human species.
Here it says geneticists fear that one day this method could be used to create new races of humans with extra desired characteristics such as strength or high intelligence.
Uh-huh.
This is bizarre.
Or maybe a resistance to Roundup Ready corn. You know, no, I'm serious. You know, they'll start creating humans. Can you call them humans? I don't even know.
Well, don't you find it interesting that the U.S. is the only one doing
this? Oh, no, I don't find it interesting at all. In fact, why didn't we know about this until the news was broken from the U.K.? Why don't we hear about this? If this is such an amazing discovery, it's just such an amazing scientific breakthrough, why haven't we been hearing about it here in the U.S.? Why is it being done below the radar?
I know. One of the scientists says, it is a further and very worrying step down the wrong road for humanity. They diagnosed that the women were infertile because they had defects in their structure, in their egg cells called mitochondria. They took eggs from donors and used a fine needle, sucked some of the internal material containing healthy mitochondria, and injected into eggs from the women wanting to conceive.
So here's an example. Nature did not want these women to conceive. Nature, because of the structural damages that they had, they could not have offspring, rightfully so. Okay? So now we're tampering with exactly what I was talking about before. This is really scary. I have to tell you, I don't know if those of you understand how scary this is. We were all freaked out about cloning humans. Cloning is 1,000% better than what they're doing now, that they're now creating designer DNA. This is a real dangerous thing because this could backfire. This could cause mutations, and mutations in the ability to develop and transport diseases that our bodies are not able to withstand. This has a host of underlying issues that are very, very dangerous.
A spokesperson for the Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority, the HFEA, which regulates assisted reproduction technology in Britain, said that it would not license the technique there because it involved altering the germline.
Very dangerous stuff. This is very, very dangerous. This is very disheartening.
It is scary.
But here in the United States, where they'll poison the people, they'll do anything. I'm speechless. I really am speechless right now.
Are you?
Yeah, and that's very rare for me.
Okay.
Well, what are we going to talk about now, Elisa? How do we follow that story up?
I wanted to talk about, here I go with one of my experiences, but I had to go to the doctor this week.
Okay.
I had a mole on my shoulder.
Right.
And it started just growing. It was awful.
Right.
And so I had to get it removed.
Like a mushroom. It grew really fast.
Yeah, exactly.
One day it wasn't there and the next day it was there.
Actually, the doctor said to me, I can't imagine a pretty woman like you walking around with something like that on your shoulder. And I said, well, it's not by choice.
That is funny.
But I went to this doctor. I went to a plastic surgeon because it is visible. It's in an area that's visible, and I wanted to make sure that when it was removed properly.
Right. No scar.
No scar. So I'm having a conversation with this doctor, and he tells me, he's a plastic surgeon, and he tells me that he's getting into the area of anti-aging medicine.
Right.
So I said, oh, really? And so we started talking about anti-aging, and I threw out a couple names of some nutraceuticals. I said, are you familiar with these? And, you know, right. What are your thoughts on these?
You were asking him about telomerase activation. Are you familiar with telomerase activation? And he's like, no, and what's that about?
He didn't have any idea. He'd never heard of it. And so this brought me to think, so many doctors are getting into the area of anti-aging.
Yeah.
And they have no business doing it because they don't know they don't know anything about it.
Well, and unfortunately, I mean, A4M has done more to promote and grow longevity medicine than any other organization in the world. And Dr. Bob Goldman will be remembered hundreds of years from now because of the influence he's had through the creation of A4M to bring anti-aging medicine and science to doctors so that they could do better work with their patients. The only downside about it is it's kind of like Amway for anti-aging medicine. And what I mean by that is they're always soliciting new doctors to sign up. They are always looking for doctors to become anti-aging doctors. And the problem with that is you get the commercialization of everything kind of has the potential. It has the potential to hurt something good. And so you have doctors out there that are going, you know, we need to expand our practice. What's profitable? Oh, anti-aging is profitable. How do we get into that? Well, we join A4M. We go to all the lectures and the classes, and they give us the template of how to prescribe, blah, 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 and they go into the anti-aging business.
He's not even doing that. He's hiring a nurse practitioner.
Who's probably been trained.
Been trained.
Under A4M. Yeah.
But, I mean, okay, so he's a surgeon. He needs to stick to surgery, you
yeah.
know?
Or go back to school for endocrinology.
Right.
And, like, get some of this stuff under your belt.
Uh-huh.
See, he's looking at it like a business opportunity.
Well, okay, so this leads me to an article that one of our listeners, can I say his name on the air? Richard Patterson.
Patterson, yeah, sure. Yeah.
He posted an article about the traders on Wall Street are now taking testosterone. And in this article, it talks about how because of the recession, so many doctors are now turning toward anti-aging medicine because people are still looking for that answer in anti-aging hormone replacement.
Also because the individuals who are interested in anti-aging medicine are, interestingly enough, still individuals who have money left. The individuals who don't care about anti-aging medicine and that are going towards that are the followers of the medical orthodoxy are the people who lost their homes and everything.
Or I would say, but for as a woman, if a woman is going through menopause mm-hmm. and she's experiencing the symptoms of menopause, I think she'll do whatever it takes to get over those symptoms.
That's true. I agree with you there.
As opposed to going and getting Botox or whatever you get at the plastic surgeon's office, or you know, so.
But this leads to, there was a study done in 2008 by a company in New York called Package Facts, and it was called the Fit Consumer in the U.S. study. And what they found out was fit consumers were considered anybody who went to the gym 3 times a week and participated in a sport whenever possible. And the salient characteristic of this group of people were they had greater household wealth than any other subset of Americans. It's approximately 49 million of these fit consumers in the United States today. And they control over 2.8 billion dollars in annual household income. I think that was the number, but here's the thing. There was a direct correlation between the number of times they went to the gym and their annual income. The people who went to the gym 4 times a week made more money than the people who went 3 times a week, and the people who went 5 times a week made more money than. Now, I'm not saying that going to the gym made them money. I don't understand the chicken and egg relationship here, but all I can tell you is that group of people are also the ones that are looking at anti-aging medicine. They don't want to end up in a doctor's office the last third of their lives. They're trying to stay strong and youthful and healthy. And interestingly enough, those are the types of people who listen to this show. That's why our advertisers do well, because our audience has the money to spend.
Okay, so getting back to the article that Richard sent or posted on my
right.
Facebook, it's just saying that the traders on Wall Street are always looking to get an edge and pull ahead. The latest secret weapon isn't a complex trader or a computer. It's something more primal. It's testosterone.
Yes.
And then it goes on to say that, you'll like this, one of the most widely known ads for low T is a shirtless 64-year-old man whose head looks like a 64-year-old, but his body looks like that of a man half his age.
Dr. Self.
Right. And it's the Las Vegas based
Synergenics,
yeah. And they've opened a place on Wall Street. And it just says that their business is booming there.
I'm sure. Because, and you see, this is a perfect example. I was talking about this the other day. I didn't take a testosterone shot for 2 weeks because of a something that I'm working on. I felt like I was 54 years old at the end of that 2 weeks. I was exhausted. I didn't want to work. I didn't have any enthusiasm. I was just washed out. And so why should doctors say, well, that's the way you should feel? Why not just give an old guy some testosterone? And don't tell me it's because of the risks, because they prescribe drugs like Lyrica, you know, that cause, taking long enough, Parkinson's-like symptoms. I mean, don't tell me it's about the risks.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, very interesting.
Okay.
We actually went a little over that time.
Okay.
Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up. We have more good stories to talk about, lots of interesting stuff, and listener questions will be answered today on Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
MassPro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oh, it's nice here on the beach, isn't it?
It is. The breezes are blowing.
Can you pass me my margarita, please?
Sure.
Margarita. Welcome back to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. I do have to make one announcement real quick.
Okay.
We have a sponsor that came back.
Yay.
Many of you remember Kodiak Cream, Dr. Craig Banks, chiropractor from Ohio. had developed that amazing Kodiak cream. Remember it? I mean, it made the pain go. Well, he's got a new cream, and this stuff is even better. I mean, he took everything that he learned when he formulated Kodiak cream, and there's a new product called Kinetic Cream. You'll hear it advertised on Superhuman Radio, and we'll do an interview with him very shortly to get more information. But Kinetic Cream works faster than Kodiak cream. The people who are using it are saying the pain goes away in minutes.
Really?
In minutes. Yes, and it's because of a reduction in inflammation. It's not like one of those freeze gels where you get so cold you just forget you're in pain. You know?
Uh-huh.
So let's pay him some attention. Kinetic Cream is back. It's the old Kodiak cream. They are sponsoring on Superhuman Radio again. Thank you very much for that.
Sure. Okay, I wanted to talk about some more reasons never to eat fast food.
If you don't already have enough.
If you don't already have enough. Evidently, some people who used to work at fast food restaurants are dishing about things that happen that go on while you work there, things that they did while they worked
mm-hmm,
there.
Mm-hmm.
This guy said when he was young, he worked at Burger King. And here is how the oil rotation went. You had 4 vats of oil that you cooked fries in, and boy, did you cook the fries. Tons of them. After 2 days' worth, the oil gets too dark for the fries, so they switch it over to the chicken. Since it was darker, it was okay for the chicken. Then it goes for a week. After a week of massive frying the chicken, the oil turns black like motor oil, so at that point they switch it to the fish fillet vats and cook the fish fillets in it.
Oh, my God.
Is that not disgusting?
So that, I mean, just think about the tens of hours that oil is kept at that high heat. And don't forget, that's what causes hydrogenation as well. That's part of the, not hydrogenation, I take that back. That's what causes the rancid changes in oil that make it unhealthy for you.
Okay.
So the bottom line is, if you're going to eat a fried item at a fast food restaurant, the fries are probably better, even though they have dangerous issues related to them. The what is that stuff called again? That the potatoes when you fry them. Remember you did that whole show on that.
Oh yeah, what was that?
Acrylate something, acrylate or acrylate.
Acrylamide.
Yeah.
Yeah. Acrylamide.
But I mean, just think about it. At least the oil is still fresh when they're putting the French fries in it.
Exactly. Okay. So this kid said he worked at McDonald's and he accidentally left a whole bag of 100 chicken nuggets out on a counter for way too long. They melted into a pool of liquid. He never understood why, but they were completely indiscernible as the nuggets.
Yeah. And we've seen that pink putty that they make the nuggets out of, remember?
Mm-hmm.
That blog that I put up, they thought it was like frozen yogurt or something like that.
Yeah. Okay, so this girl said that she was an employee at a fast food restaurant and she will no longer use anything that has ice in it because the ice vats are so dirty that they don't clean them. And
right.
She said one place that she worked, they cleaned it. A week later after they cleaned it, she found a chunk of mold in it the size of a caterpillar.
Yeah, I believe it. And notice she used the word caterpillar because it probably was fuzzy. It looked like a caterpillar.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, why would anybody eat at a fast food restaurant at all?
Okay, so this girl says she went into a Subway and the employee was making her sandwich and accidentally cut her finger while she was making the sandwich because they use knives to cut the, and it was bleeding and the girl was trying to hide it so that the woman didn't see it.
Yeah, so she wouldn't have to throw everything away and start from scratch.
But she told her to, you know, put everything down and start all over again and clean it up. I would have just walked out.
Oh, that would be disgusting if somebody's bleeding while they're making your sandwich.
Oh, is that not disgusting?
Ugh. God.
And it says here that Wendy's recycles their overcooked hamburgers the next day they go into the chili.
That makes sense. Sure.
Yeah. And then
that's not the worst thing in the world, but that's bad.
Chick-fil-A, they strip the chicken patties of their breading and use it in the chicken salad.
Mm.
So
What about the Italian restaurant? Where was that comment where they took the now, obviously, this is something that you can't watch out for, but it just goes to show what goes on in restaurants in general and why you really should eat at home, where they instructed the waiters, any bread that looked like it hadn't been touched, put it in this batch here because we're going to use that to make the meatballs tomorrow.
It says, being a dishwasher in an Italian eatery, I am instructed to throw garlic bread that looks untouched after being put out on the customer's table into a separate bin where they are taken from and then used in the meatballs. Somebody could have sneezed on that, like you said.
I gotta make a confession on the air.
Okay.
When I was in my 20s, I was building my first company. which was a mobile telephone company. Uh-huh. I was working at night as a dishwasher at the Flamingo Hilton on one of those long, if you've ever worked in a commercial kitchen, you know what I'm talking about. They have these long conveyor dishwashers where you put the dirty plates in on one end and they come out the other end, scalding hot and completely clean. And so I was on the loading side. I was loading the dishwasher of the plates. And I was washing dishes for the Beef Baron, which was the Flamingo Hilton's gourmet restaurant. It was a steak place. And a plate came back, and it had a filet mignon on it, mashed potatoes and everything, completely untouched. Nothing was touched on it.
And you ate it.
I took the filet mignon, and I wrapped it up in the wax paper that I found, and I ate it later on my break. I know that's disgusting, right?
Well, I guess you were hungry.
No, it was a filet. The filet there, it was like a 10-ounce filet. It was beautiful. And I remember wrapping it up and thinking, gee, what happens if the person who sent it back because they got sick and they were coughing? But it didn't stop me. I ate it anyway.
Here's another one. Years ago, he said his brother was a busboy at a local well-respected restaurant. He let him know that the uneaten dinner rolls that were brought to each table were saved and placed into new baskets to go out to guests later in the evening.
Yeah, I believe that. I mean, I think that happens in most eateries, you know?
You think so?
Yeah, bread, absolutely. Bread, for sure.
Well, but some of the places have, like, the little loaves of bread. So if you break it and...
Yeah, but what if you don't touch it? There's people who get that bread and it sits on their table and they don't touch it. They just take it and put it in another basket.
I just say don't bring it.
So you want to do something to help? If you sit down at a restaurant, even if you don't intend on eating the bread, break it up into pieces, squish it, squash it down so they can't reuse it. Well, they'll probably reuse it as breadcrumbs eventually, but they won't put it back on a table somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
Okay, so
what else?
I have a study here that a new study reported that higher intake of antioxidants may moderate periodontal disease in older adults.
Can you hear that? I'm tapping my teeth. Listen.
Periodontal disease is defined as at least one periodontal site with 3 millimeters or more of attachment loss, attachment from the gum tissue.
Right.
And 4 millimeters or more of pocket depth.
Which is the bone is receding now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the investigators assess dietary antioxidant intake, including vitamin C, E, alpha-carotene, and beta-carotene, using a food frequency questionnaire.
See, but the problem with the food frequency questionnaire, as we've learned in the past, is people don't recall or they lie. But go ahead.
Well, they evaluated periodontal status and measured the clinical attachment level. And the periodontal disease progression was defined as a loss of attachment of 3 millimeter or greater during the 2-year follow-up period.
Right.
And what they found was they determined that the higher intake of dietary antioxidants was inversely associated with the number of teeth with periodontal disease progression.
Interesting. So the bottom line is antioxidants help you avoid periodontal disease. So just take your vitamin C.
Vitamin C showed a 28% decreased incidence. Vitamin E showed a 45% reduction. And beta carotene showed a 27% reduction.
I got to mention something.
Okay.
Dr. Rouse was nice enough to send us liposomal vitamin C.
Yes.
Right? Which I'm taking. And I got to tell you this. So Dr. Rouse has some of the best tasting supplements in the world.
I know that vitamin D with the vitamin K tastes so good.
There's a danger in that. He sent me this liposomal DHEA. Okay? It's 5 milligrams a squirt.
Is that what I see you squirting in your mouth all
it's
the time?
It's all gone. I used it all in 5 days.
Well,
I was squirting it like it tastes so good. I know. Everybody out there's got to be going, are you serious, Carl? Are you that stupid?
I know. I hid the D3 and K2
I found it this morning.
Because he keeps using it, and I want to have some of it, too. So he keeps using it,
I found it this morning. So I did 14,000 units of D plus K. So then I had to take 20,000 IUs of A to counteract, you know, to balance it out. Peter. They got to make these supplements taste bad. Don't you understand that?
No, they don't. But I just have to find a better hiding place.
I know. I am. You know what? I did the same thing. Eric Potrash from Primordial Performance sent me a can of Toco 8. It's the tocotrienol tocopherol mix.
Uh-huh.
And I tasted it. And it tasted buttery. I ate the whole can in 2 days. It was supposed to last me 2 months. I know I'm an idiot. I know everybody's going to, are you an idiot? Yes, I'm an idiot. I know I'm an idiot. But it's like, I'm sorry. It's just the truth. I'm being honest. Look, I'm not lying.
Okay, so the next, I know we've talked about selenium before, but I just wanted to revisit it a little bit because I have an article here from worldhealth.net that says that selenium is linked to diabetes.
Right.
So how come you don't eat the whole bag of Brazil nuts?
They don't taste that good. I only eat three at a time. I eat three of them, and it's like, you know, don't get me wrong, Brazil nuts do taste good, but not like that vitamin K, vitamin D plus K.
Peter Rouse has the best vitamin D supplement in the world. If you want to try something, every squirt is 1,000 IUs plus the appropriate amount of vitamin K, both fractions, and it tastes like you just came back from the soda fountain.
Selenium helps to increase the effectiveness of vitamin E and acts as an antioxidant to protect cells from free radical damage. Brazil nuts are the richest dietary source of selenium. I eat 2 Brazil nuts every day.
And I eat 3 because of my size.
It's found in organ meats, tuna, seafood, brewer's yeast, garlic, mushrooms, wheat germ, and some whole grains.
I'm surprised that they don't say Brazil nuts. Brazil nuts?
No, they said that. Brazil nuts are the richest dietary source of selenium. Yeah. I think I said that.
Yeah, I know you did, but I missed that part. I'm sorry.
Well, anyway, it said that they observed increased levels in selenium present in toenails associated with a lower risk of diabetes.
So the more selenium found in the toenail,
Lowered the risk of type 2 diabetes.
So selenium lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes?
Yes.
Either that or I should start eating my toenails, I guess, to get selenium.
No, you don't want to do that.
No. I know. I have one toenail on my right foot as a result of when I was in my 20s and I first moved to Vegas, I was drinking margaritas, listening to Jay Giles Band, mowing the lawn in barefoot, and I cut 2 toes off. They reattached them, but the nail bed on my big toe on my right foot made my toenail grow like a Lay's potato chip. It's pretty disgusting. So.
It is. I hate to say that.
No, listen. Hey, I'm honest about it.
Hey,
what are you going to do?
Forget about it. Okay, I got an email from our listener, Kirk Anderson. He's been on the show before.
Yeah.
He was on Casual
Great
Friday.
Guy. Great guy.
And evidently, it's an article that says, ask Trader Joe's for meat without drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they did they went through all of the different supermarkets and found that Trader Joe's, while they do have meats without antibiotics and hormones in it, they also have them
With the highest levels. Right.
And Whole Foods was the only grocery store that was found that did not have any meats with hormones and antibiotics in it.
That's pretty impressive.
That is impressive.
But you know where they didn't test? J. King's Family Farm, where we get our meat from.
You know, you got a point there.
There you go.
Yeah.
We have to take a break.
Okay.
And I have to cough at the same time, so it works out perfect.
Yes.
Casual Friday will return. Stay tuned.
To popular demand, LG Sciences has brought back the Trifecta Pack and made the most hardcore muscle-building, strength-gaining stack of anabolic pro-hormones even better.
Even better.
Now it includes Methyl-1D plus 5-alpha hydroxy for greater strength gains and aggression. MMV 3 Master Draw, reborn now with epiandrostane, and round it all off with Formadrol with nettle extract for improved PCT. And all of this in a new highly bioavailable liquid delivery system that outperforms pills by up to 250%. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com to learn more about LG Science's new Trifecta Pack today. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, Formax. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a four-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. Formax changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old four-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get Formax. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Formax banner ad today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, here's a little fact. Has nothing to do with anything we talk about here. Suge Knight held Vanilla Ice out of a window in a hotel in California by the ankles in order to get him to sign his contract with Death Row Records.
Really?
Yep.
How do you know that?
I'm all hooked up with the hip-hop thing, man. I am.
You're all hooked up?
Yeah. Dr. Dre listens to this show.
Oh, okay. Okay, so speaking of beef, Cargill recalls more than 29,000 pounds of ground beef sold in Northeast over salmonella.
Yeah. I mean, yet again, should I call Jay King and see if I have to return my steaks and my ground beef? I don't think so.
The ground beef was produced on May 25th, 2012, but it was repackaged for sale in consumer-sized packages and sold under different retail brand names in the Northeast U.S. at the end of May and in early June.
And why did they do that? Was that to hide? I mean, so in other words, it was just resold.
Okay. It was just resold. Yeah. But okay, so now I'm on the USDA Food and Safety Inspection Service website.
Right.
And these products are recalled. Chicken and yam pie products. That was from July 26th.
Right.
Ground beef products, July 22nd. Frozen ready-to-eat meat and products, poultry products from Listeria, July 19th. Corn chowder soup products, July 13th. Frozen ready-to-eat meat products, July 7th. Coarse ground smoked bacon ends in pieces. Ew. Raw stuffed chicken products.
I wish you could see her face right now. Reading it, it's making her gag.
Meat lasagna products, ready-to-eat pork products. Smoked bratwurst products. I mean, I'm sure everybody's getting the picture here. Yeah. Should I continue? Because there's a whole list of it.
No, you don't have to continue. We get the picture. Anything that you could buy in a grocery store.
It's ridiculous. I mean, this is, and it goes on and on. Chef salad containing meat. Chicken Caesar salad. You know, who would think?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Again, you buy your food at the family farm or the farmer's market. You don't. These things aren't even a blip on your radar.
So it's just, yeah, go to your local farmers market.
Which, by the way, I know I got into a little bit of a rant yesterday when Gordon Waddell was on the show, and I ended up having a discussion with a contributor to the show, John Parker, yesterday afternoon. And you know, I have to say that the more I think about it, trying to oversimplify the dangers of that are in our food today by just coming up with an acronym and telling people, well, as long as you eat real food, you're fine, is really, really reckless, in my opinion.
How come?
Well, because corn and grains and soy are considered real food to some people. And you must make that the smallest portion of your diet, contrary to what the government is telling you you should do. And so, you know, this notion of, well, as long as I'm eating something that is, you know, considered real food because it's not coming out of a box, it's not a hot pocket, it's not processed, that's missing the information, because those three foods that I just mentioned, you know, wheat, you know, corn and soy, are at the root of the majority of diseases in this country, and they would qualify as real foods for some people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about eating real foods. It's about selecting the right foods. And when I was talking to John, I was saying, the reason that I have not said I eat paleo, I eat an ancestral diet, because by talking about an ancestral diet, it implies two things. I'm eating the food categories and variants that my ancestors ate, but I'm also eating the vintage type foods. What's the word I'm looking for? I'm eating the foods as they were in that period, the way you found them, and before they were modified to be sweeter and redder, and, you know, like what they're doing to the tomato right now. They're trying to make heirloom. Okay, heirloom tomatoes are delicious and they're great, but they are inherently soft. They bruise easily because they're meaty and juicy. They bruise easily. They don't have that firm skin that a red hothouse tomato has. And so,
and they taste really good.
But they taste great, and they're good for you. But one of the downsides is you got to get past the fact that when you buy them, they're a little softer. Well, here we go again. You know, they probably put a bunch of people in a room and said, what don't you like about this tomato? And they said, we wish it was redder, and we wish that it was firmer. Okay, so we're going to breed a genetically modified version of this tomato so that it fits. Well, guess what? It's going to taste like crap, but it's going to have the qualifications that people are looking for that they think are good tomatoes. This is a perfect example. That's probably real food to some people. It's not to me. I want the variation of the heirloom tomato that my great-great-grandparents ate in its entirety, with bruises and all. That's what I want. So, and again, we come full circle to only the intelligent will survive.
Right.
So there you go.
Okay, so you were just talking about ancestral diets.
Yes.
Okay, so on my Facebook page, Scott Burbank posted, do you remember I read that blog to you this morning?
Yeah.
That the ancestral diet was really a vegetarian diet?
Right. But see, this is the problem. And you talk about that. This guy goes all the way back to chimpanzees, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, really, dude? Really? I mean, you're so desperate to write an article that makes you look like you understand what's going on more so than the people pushing paleo right now, that you're going to say, well, why stop at the Paleolithic period? Why not go all the way back to when we were chimpanzees? Really? The reason we're not chimpanzees is because we changed the way we eat.
The guy's name was Rob Dunn, and he suggests that when eating healthy is calibrated to the past, it's too often to a relatively recent period of time. He believes to understand the diet of our ancestors during the time when the main features of our guts and their magical abilities to turn food into life. This means looking back at monkeys and apes of the past, our primate relatives. They ate a great deal of fruits, leaves, nuts, and vegetables with the occasional protein snack.
But Leslie Aiello from the Wenner Gren Foundation wrote a fantastic article that comes out every now and then, but it's like 8 or 9 years old, that details that once we started eating nutrient-dense animal protein, our bellies got smaller and our brains got bigger. It was directly related to the food consumption. So sure, Mr. Dunn, if we want to go back and be like chimpanzees again, then you're right. We should start eating, you know, nuts and twigs and stuff like that. But then what happens is the gut has to become bigger because you have to eat such volumes of food to get the nutritional matter that you need.
The conservative nature of the human gut across millions of years is the critical point for Dunn. Compared to other primates, he says, we modern humans have unique hands and unique brains, but even though our Homo forebears ate meat, our guts are pretty much primate average, not adapted for a meat diet.
I don't buy that. He's absolutely wrong. And I don't think you need, look, why not, let's go further. Done. Let's go beyond. Let's go back to when we were single cell creatures, you know, crawling out of the primordial ooze. Let's go back beyond chimpanzees. Come on, stop being stupid. You just have to go back a few hundred years to see what our diet is supposed to be. That's all you have to do. I mean, this guy is missing the boat. The reason that we're not chimpanzees anymore, when you look at the Australopithecus robustus and Australopithecus gracilis, you see what happened. The gracilis was the one that started foraging and eating meat. And its brain got bigger and its belly got smaller and looks more like we do today. Robustus looked more like the chimpanzees and the gorillas you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very weak argument. You know, oh, let's go back further. Let's go back to when we were, you know, when we were just dust in the primordial ooze. Let's see, what were we eating then? Plankton. Oh, so we should be eating plankton. Oh, come on. Give me a break.
Okay, so you wanted to talk about
TRT.
TRT.
Gregory, and you know, we have a lot of new listeners, a lot of female listeners, and a lot of male listeners that are just being inducted into this whole superhuman army here. And quite frankly, sometimes we throw acronyms around and terms around that not everybody gets. So, Vinny Napoli posted something on one of the shows when I talked about being off of my hormone replacement therapy for two weeks and how terrible I felt. And he kept referring to TRT. And Gregory Thomas said, what is TRT? I must be uninformed. So for those of you who've never heard the term before, TRT stands for testosterone replacement therapy. It's a single modality hormone replacement approach where you just replace the testosterone in a man to get it back to youthful levels. Another acronym is HRT, which is hormone replacement therapy, which implies a multi hormonal approach where you're replacing, like in women, testosterone, progesterone, and a couple estrogens, or in men, DHEA, pregnenolone, testosterone, and so on.
Uh-huh.
So TRT stands for testosterone replacement therapy. For those of you out there who are not familiar with this term, where you're just replacing one hormone. That's it. Okay. Just wanted to get that out there. Okay.
Okay. I just wanted to mention this because I found this kind of odd. This was on MSN today. It's I guess a grocery store in New York created a grocery aisle for the man only.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling it the man aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And in their aisle, do you know what they put in there?
I can only imagine. What the average American man is eating.
Charcoal, of course, beer, ketchup, mustard, Tabasco sauce, nuts, A1 sauce, Doritos, Frosted Flakes, Wheaties, I mean, it was just all junk food and some beer and some bottled water.
They should rename the aisle to How to Kill a Man aisle.
I know. That's
what
they
should do. Well, How to Give a Man a Disease Faster aisle. That's what they should call it. Yeah, that's great.
Yes.
Yeah, really good. Thank you for that. What store is that?
It was a grocery store in New York.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. That's great. And what do they have
New York's West Side Market.
But you know what's even worse? So men have one aisle. And I guess the rest of the store belongs to women, right?
Well, you got a point there.
I mean, think about it, right?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, what else do we have to talk about?
Did you have something you wanted to talk about, food stamps?
Yes.
Okay.
We, from time to time, we get emails from people or messages on Facebook implying that eating an ancestral diet is not only difficult, but also expensive. And I've even heard from people who have said, when I've talked about people in the inner cities and the economically challenged parts of this country, that it's impossible for them to eat an ancestral diet because of the expense of it.
Uh-huh.
Then I learned something that I just wanted to bang my head against the wall.
You want to bang your head?
I do sometimes, yes. And sometimes I do it, and it feels better. Okay, so food stamps, right?
Uh-huh.
First of all, do you know why and how food stamps were created back in 1929?
No, I don't.
Okay. Food stamps were created because there was a portion of the population that needed assistance with food. But more importantly, there was a portion of the farming industry that had this chasm of being able to get their products from the farms to the people in the cities. Food stamps were created more so for the agricultural industry than for the people. People were getting these stamps already. They were getting assistance already, okay? But food stamps were created in blue and orange, where the orange ones were only, and some of you remember this, they used to call it throwback money. You ever wonder why there were blue food stamps and orange food stamps? Well, back when they were created, you were only allowed to use the orange ones to buy agricultural surplus products from farms and farmers that made their way into your local store for distribution to support the farming industry. In fact, food stamps are not controlled by the United States Department of Health and Human Services like other welfare and entitlement programs. Food stamps are controlled by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It's under their heading for this reason. Food stamps were created so that people in the inner cities could buy healthy produce and fruit from the farms way out in the country. So I told John Parker about this, and he went to his farmer's market last night, and I'm paraphrasing, but he found out that one of them actually does still take food stamps. I got to find his text message. But theoretically, every farmer's market should be able to take food stamps, but they don't. Because the mainstream industries, the Procter and Gambles of the world and so on, said, look, that's unfair that you're forcing people to buy stuff from the farms. They want to buy Crisco with it. Let them buy whatever they want with it. So the government did away with this requirement so that people could spend their food stamps on whatever they want, and the farmers ended up taking it on the short end again. So he said to me, John Parker said, let's see here. I have to find this. Food stamps, my local market is a no, but the greater SLC market trades them in for tokens, which then can be used to buy food. And I guess the SLC must be a buying cooperative or something like that.
We need to ask our local farmers that we go to at the farmers markets, because we go to a couple different ones,
yeah,
on different days of the week, if they take them.
And they should be. That and there's the answer. When people go, well, I can't afford to eat like that, I'm on assisted program. Well, if you're getting food stamps, a portion, those food stamps were created originally so that you could buy produce and stuff from your local farm.
So they need to find out and ask.
Well, we need to start telling farmers markets, what are you people doing? Are you stupid? Cash in on this.
Yeah, exactly.
It was originally created for you. It was created specifically to help the farmers who couldn't get their stuff sold because people lived in the cities. I mean, that's astonishing to me.
I know, it is.
There's no reason for a person in the inner city not to have access to grass-fed beef, to fresh, organic, healthy produce. I mean, to farm fresh eggs. If they're getting food stamps, they're supposed to be using that for that.
Speaking of that, my brother planted a garden in his backyard. He lives in the city.
Right.
It's an
urban garden.
Urban garden. But he bought, I think he said he paid 20 cents for a package of cucumber seeds. And he planted them. And he has hundreds of cucumbers now.
Right. What about his tomatoes? He's got like, I mean, he's asking us to come and get tomatoes because they can't eat them fast enough.
Exactly. So I don't know if, you know, some people out there, if they don't, they may not have the space to plant them, but maybe they could do it in container gardens or something.
Yeah, 20 cent pack of seeds produces literally hundreds of dollars worth of
cucumbers,
food.
Cucumbers,
yeah. It's
cucumbers
exciting.
And squash, and yeah, that is exciting. Can I have one thing I just wanted to mention?
Please, go. Yeah. absolutely.
Somebody put this on my Facebook, and I apologize for not having the name, but it's just a picture of bottled water, and it's from Dr. Merkula's site.
Mm-hmm.
And with the heat of the summer, and it's been so hot, please don't leave your bottled water in a hot car. Do like Carl does and carry it in with you everywhere you go.
Well, I went the other day to get a facial from a friend of ours, Trish.
From Trisha.
And when I walked into her salon, she goes to me, "You and that bottle of water." And I said, "I can't leave it in the car because if I leave it in the car, it will get hot. And then all of the plastic poisons will leach into the water."
Here it says, "Did you know that drinking bottled water left inside a car exposed to the hot sun is dangerous? The ultraviolet rays from the sun will speed up the leaching of plastic chemicals, specifically a chemical called dioxin, from the bottle to the water. Dioxin has been linked to the development of breast cancer."
Yeah.
So don't leave your water bottles in the car.
And if you get in your car and the water is warm, throw it away.
Exactly.
Throw it away.
Yep.
We have some listener questions we have to answer. How about we take a break?
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll hit that. Does
that
sound good?
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll return with more Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio in just a minute. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard to find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. AndroLean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. AndroMass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. AndroHard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at Primordial Performance.
Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSups.com. MrSups.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSups.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSups.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSups.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSups.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSups.com. That's MrSups.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Nothing received greater attention than the comments you had on last Casual Friday about how your friends of 20 years plus who all feel that, you know, you've gone in different directions because you're getting younger and healthier and you don't have diseases and you look amazing and they're getting sicker and older and unfortunately they look terrible and blah, 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 to how they've said, well, you know, we don't have anything in common any longer.
And it was just two. It was two friends.
Well, that's it. It's two friends, right?
But both of them were very close friends.
20 years plus.
Yes.
Okay. So Laura Brown emailed and said, "Hi, Carl. I just wanted to make a few comments about how a healthy lifestyle can affect relationships. I hear comments daily from family, friends, and coworkers about my diet and how I exercise. Some comments can be very hurtful, especially when I'm training for a competition. I have been told that my body looks deranged. Can you imagine saying that to anyone? Or I was told that I need to enjoy my life and eat like a normal person. What? So I can get diabetes?" I was thinking, a normal person who is fat and sick? Yeah, right. Okay. "I have been questioned if I eat all five times a day, meat, veggies, healthy fats, with every meal. Thank you very much. Love getting advice from friends who are 50 pounds overweight, and they give me the advice while they devour muffins from Starbucks. Now I'm ranting. I'm sorry. I've met some fantastic women through my journey who eat healthy, have a positive attitude, enjoy lifting weights. I do feel alone at times, but I try to reach out to others who live a similar lifestyle as I do. Love your show, especially Casual Friday. Laura Brown."
That was nice.
Very, very nice. Now, you got one also, right?
I did. And this one was, I hope it's okay, I can say his name, Alex Rosen.
Okay.
He said, "I just wanted to let you know I really enjoyed the last Casual Friday, especially the segment about your friends. I've experienced the same kind of thing with a lot of the long-term friends I've had. It does seem like a lonely journey we're on, but it's great to have a community of like-minded people around the world," which is really nice. And that leads me to, we've talked about doing this before, and we're really going to try and focus on having some superhuman get-togethers in different areas.
And in the meantime, we really need to get people to start looking at reaching out to the superhuman community in your backyard and getting together with them. They're there. I mean, somebody just asked.
Okay, so this guy, Dimitri, and I can't pronounce his last name. It's K-R-A-S-Y-U-K-O-V. Anyone from Australia that listens to the radio show. So, I mean, he asked that on Superhuman Network. So people are trying to reach out.
Other people in Australia need to reach out to Dimitri on his Facebook page. Spell his last name again.
It's K-R-A-S-Y-U-K-O-V. And he's in Australia. So I did have a question from a listener.
I would say that's Krasikov.
Krasikov.
That's
okay.
How I would do it.
There was a listener on Superhuman Network that asked a question, and it said he was from South Australia. So we have a lot of listeners in Australia.
But Australia is a big place.
I know.
So, I mean, but really, people need to start reaching out. Go to Superhuman Network and post where you're from. And say you're looking for other superhumans in your area to get together and do things with. Because if we get together, then we have friendships with ourselves. We support ourselves. We grow our goals faster and better. Instead of being the one person in our group who does this and eats that, we can change the group that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not saying you should abandon your friends and family, but you need the support of your network as well.
Right.
So we will. I promise you, we will start looking into the superhuman get-togethers. We get emails from people from time to time saying, whatever happened about that?
We're going to do that for sure. I'm going to start working on
it. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so you had a question from a guy. This is the one that was from South Australia.
Okay.
And Ilya, I-L-I-A, Posnak, P-O-Z. N-A-K.
Right.
"I finally managed to locate a cow share program. I've heard Carl talking about A1 versus A2 cows and a preference for drinking raw milk from one. What is the difference between A1, A2 cows, and will this affect whether I should buy the milk or not? For your information, the farmer predominantly has Holsteins then Freshians and Jerseys.
Yeah, Jerseys are the best. Jerseys are almost always A2. You want A2 milk if you can get it. But don't abandon drinking raw milk if you can't get exclusively A2. Farms can have their cows tested. It's not expensive. Excuse me. In my experience, Holsteins are not A2s. In my experience, they are A1. Guernseys can go either way. And I think there are Guernseys that are black and white and Guernseys that are brown and white. And I seem to think that the black and whites are A2. And I know people are going to say, how could that be? But there's what I'm going to do is I'm going to have the Dr. Matt Andre back on the show because he's the one who did the show on A2, A1 casein. And we'll have him answer this question within the next week or so.
We've been getting a lot of questions lately, just recently, about raw milk.
And I'm glad. I more people need to drink raw milk.
Started drinking it. And I couldn't drink pasteurized milk, but I've started drinking.
Because pasteurized milk used to make you gassy, right?
It upset my stomach.
And that's because you're probably lactose intolerant. But guess what? Raw unpasteurized milk has lactase in it. That's why it doesn't, when raw milk goes bad, you can still drink it or eat it. It turns into clobber. It's almost like a yogurt. So unlike pasteurized milk, which gets rancid and turns into disgusting, it'll make you sick. I've drank plenty of spoiled raw milk in my day. It doesn't hurt you. So yeah, no, we'll definitely get Matt Andre back on the show.
Good idea. Okay, I have one from Wes Scott, and he was asking a question for one of your guests, but I guess you missed it. And he said, can you ask your guest what she thinks of slow jump roping for the heart?
Yes, and I actually, that was probably Sabina Scala when I had her on the show about things that you can do for your heart. And I emailed her this morning. I have not gotten an email back from her. But I have to believe that jumping rope is beneficial for the heart. But I got to tell you something else about jumping rope that I think it's really beneficial for. That up and down bouncing movement actually is beneficial to your inner organs.
Really?
Yeah.
So then why they say that jogging is not good for women?
What, not good for what?
For your inner organs.
They say that?
I've heard people say that.
That's
before.
Not true.
Okay.
And here's what happens. Your organs kind of get mushed together and they stay in the same place and they rub on nerves. Like people who have vagal issues, the vagal nerve, which actually can stimulate the heart rate and other things. If they were to do up and down jumping movements, what they'll find is where the vagal nerve is pressing against other things for 30, 40, 50 years and starting to become oversensitive, you move it. You move things inside your body when you jump up and down. And it's not a bad thing to do that. It actually kind of repositions stuff and gets stuff from that's rubbing in one place chronically all the time and causing problems to move. The same is true of inversion. So I think jumping rope has a lot of value, not just for the heart, but for also for the viscera. That's my opinion, and I am uneducated. So there you go.
But you have critical thinking skills.
Yes, yes.
Okay, this one comes from Richard Brown. Hello, love the show. You helped me stay motivated on my weight loss journey, 74 pounds and still going.
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
Yes.
His question is, I take vitamin C, a multivitamin, B12, garlic, turmeric glucosamine. Sometimes I think I take too much. If what I am taking is okay, should I avoid taking certain vitamins with other vitamins and minerals? Also, is there a certain time I should take certain vitamins?
You know, that is a question probably best answered by Adele Musa. We're actually working on a Superhuman University seminar. We're working on two with him right now. One of them is about supplements and supplement timing, supplements for performance, supplements for health.
That'll be great.
And the time there are things that, like, for instance, vitamin C can block copper uptake. You wouldn't want to take your copper supplement with vitamin C. You want to take your copper supplement maybe in the morning and your vitamin C in the evening or in the afternoon, or take your, you know, whatever. But there are some challenges with absorption. But then again, when you use critical thinking skills, you say, wait a minute, nature includes vitamin C in something that has copper. So what is all this absorption stuff about? I mean, nature wouldn't have done that And we wouldn't thrive on it if it wasn't okay. So there you go.
Okay, this one is from Alba Valdez. Could you ask Carl a question for me? You've had several guests on your show that say it is better to cook vegetables and meats because it makes it more bioavailable. Mm-hmm. Other guests talk about how great a raw food diet is for the body, how the heat destroys valuable antioxidants in the vegetables, makes fats in the meats rancid, and destroys other antioxidants in the meat. Randy Roach is one example of the testament of how raw foods can build your body and heal it. So what's your take on these mixed messages that are coming from these two different camps of thought? Should we or should we not eat raw foods? Which of the two is healthier? And then she has a P.S. Just wanted to mention that your guests that speak about eating raw meats and eggs, they claim it digests quicker and easier, and it makes them feel and look younger, and that it gives them more energy. And she also asked about the experiment that you've been doing and that you've been talking about. Is it something that you can mention on the air?
Not yet. I can't mention it on the air. What I will tell you is I developed a life-threatening problem, and I have reversed it with the help of Adele Moussa. And it's so astonishing that I have to – we're going to do a Superhuman University about it because I think it's that important that people understand this. But, okay, with that being said, if you can eat raw meat, you should. Why do I say if you can? If you can stomach it, and if the people around you can stomach you eating it, you should. Vegetables are different. Vegetables lightly cooked, lightly boiled, lightly steamed, whatever, actually appear to be more digestible than completely raw vegetables. However, when it comes to meats, the opposite is true. The raw is a much better way to go. I have eaten a pound of raw chopped meat and could not feel it in my stomach. I've eaten a pound of cooked chopped meat and felt it for at least an hour or two while it was digesting. Raw eggs, I eat them, they're gone. If I eat a half a dozen raw eggs, I don't even feel them in my stomach. If I eat a half a dozen hard-boiled eggs, I feel the weight in my stomach. I feel the slowness of digestion. When it comes to animal proteins, I think raw is better. So what do you do? Well, if you can eat raw meats, like I said, because you can stomach them, if you can eat raw eggs because you can stomach them, and the people around you are not repulsed by it, then eat raw. That's it.
The raw eggs and the protein drinks that you make are really good.
You're drinking those now.
Yeah, with the raw milk, that's good.
I make a protein drink with 2 cups of raw milk, 4 raw eggs, a heaping tablespoon of spirulina, a tablespoon of raw honey, and 2 scoops of whey protein powder, and blend that up and drink that as a pre- and post-workout meal. And I've got Elisa drinking it now, too, once in a while. And you love it, right?
Mm-hmm, it's good.
And it doesn't – does it ever repeat on you, make you feel sick?
Never.
There you go. So if you can eat raw, eat raw. But vegetables do better with a little – just a tiny bit of heat. It just makes them a little bit more digestible. That's it.
Okay, I have one here from someone. Her name, I think it's a she because it's got it's Henry with a I.
Okay.
And LAASOMEN. What is your opinion about taking isotretinoin?
That's an acne.
It's an acne treatment for women. There is so much debate about its safety.
After what I just found out, helping someone who had cystic acne, with 100,000 IUs of vitamin A a day, it takes about 2 weeks to start noticing it. And you can actually go as high as 300,000 IUs of vitamin A for a month. I wouldn't take anything else but that. What are you shaking
your head? No, that's what I'm saying. You shouldn't take the antibiotics.
I wouldn't take an antibiotic. I wouldn't take Accutane. I wouldn't take any pharmaceutical drug when you can just go for intelligently dosed vitamin A. It will clear your skin up. If it can clear up cystic acne, which is also known as acne vulgaris because it's vulgar to look at, I mean, it's just painful to see a poor young girl with those big, dark, purple, pus-oozing welts on their face, and vitamin A makes it go away. It takes a couple weeks. At the 100,000 IUs a day, if you want to get bold, you could take up to 350,000 IUs of vitamin A a day for 1 month. It'll have the same effect as Accutane. Your skin will clear up. Now, side effects, Mucus dries out, your mucus membranes. You know, you can have dryness in your nose, chapped lips, and dryness in your mouth. You have to be prepared with something for your nose, a saline solution periodically, you know, something for your mouth, be drinking water, because it dries your skin out. But guess what? Acne goes away.
What was that Dr. Smith was talking about on the show the other day for the scarring from that type of acne?
Swiss apple stem cell serum. And you can find it on the internet. Swiss apple stem cell serum will make those dark keloid type scars go away. So that's the backup after the acne is gone. You treat and you use just a little dot here, a little dot there. You don't have to bathe your face in it. Just put it directly on the scar. Oh, there you go.
Okay. I just wanted to read this comment from one of our female listeners, Sylvia Hunt. She said that she remembers that you couldn't find tuna with just water.
Right.
She found two kinds, one with water and one with olive oil. Starkist makes a pouch tuna with extra virgin olive oil, but the other is sustainable seas solid light tuna, no salt added, with water only. She found it at Wegmans in Virginia.
That's really cool. That's really, really cool. You know, it's becoming increasingly harder and harder to find tuna in water that doesn't have a broth that includes soy. I don't want the soy. So I've had to avoid tuna. But now we know. So that's good. Thank you very much for that.
Okay, this is a new listener, Jose Luis Vallejo. V-A-L-L-E-J-O.
Vallejo.
Vallejo. Thank you. Says, hello, I really appreciate your advice. I'll listen to the shows. His doubts are about my type of body. I'm an endomorph.
Right.
I have a really slow metabolism. That's why I don't know if I should take on intermittent fasting. I have more muscle than fat on my body, but I have a V-shape, but still have some fat around my core area. That's why I'm thinking of trying intermittent fasting.
Intermittent fasting is fantastic. We started talking about intermittent fasting 7 years ago on this show. All the research shows that when done properly, it will not cause muscle loss, and it will actually increase insulin sensitivity and cause fat loss. The way to fast is after having a certain number of meals a day. So maybe you'll eat up through 3 o'clock, have your last meal at 3, not eat again until the next day at 3 o'clock. So you're actually sleeping 8 to 10 hours of your fast. That's the way to do it. That can help you, you know, kickstart some of that fat loss. But the other thing that I would look to is some of the information out there by Charles Poliquin. Different types of fat accumulation indicate a hormonal signature. Cortisol levels, testosterone levels, thyroid hormone levels, they should all be investigated if you have an area that no matter how much you diet, you can't get that fat to go away. There's a hormonal influence taking effect that's causing you to store body fat. Cortisol in men is notorious for love handles and fat around the navel area and the very, very top of the thighs. In women, it's the same areas plus the back of the arms. So you also should look at some hormonal modulators. I would look to things that make sure that your cortisol levels are low at night, phosphatidylserine an hour before bed, a little bit of melatonin at bedtime. These will shut down cortisol at night completely. So, but yeah, intermittent fasting is great. And if you look in the archive, you'll probably find some shows on intermittent fasting.
Okay. That's all I have.
I don't have anything. I'm done. Anyway, it's been a great week here. We've done some great shows. We've got great shows next week. I want to thank everybody so much for listening. Thank everybody for their patronage that keeps telling more and more people about the show. The more people we reach with the show, the faster we'll have a societal change that will lead to greater health and less of a burden on us as well.
Yes.
So thanks so much. See you next week.
Bye.
spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.